Greetings, Easter pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it's another Middle Sabbath. Wednesday, April 29th, the third full week of Eastertide, reminding ourselves that Easter is a season, not just a single Sunday. Amen. Heading towards Pentecost and draining ourselves of everything that could get in the way of God pouring that Holy Spirit right down in on us. Let's work on that from now till then. Just got a short devotional for you today. We're going to hear an opening devotion from one of my all-time favorite devotionals and very popular. You may have heard of it. Then we're going to have a couple of announcements about things coming up. And then we're going to have another devotion from a very special story from an author I've really liked and returned to many times for inspiration. And we'll close with a great gospel song. So let's begin. And this is from the devotional called Jesus Calling, right? You know this one? Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. It's by Sarah Young, and it has swept the Christian world. That would be no understatement. Each day's devotion is offered some scriptures from the Bible. We'll read one of those, and then the devotion is as if Jesus is talking to you today. So when I begin the devotion, remember to put yourself in the mindset that these are Jesus' words intended directly for you today. And so we begin with the scripture verse from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 and 29, which says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." Here's what Jesus has to say to you today. Let me teach you thankfulness. Begin by acknowledging that everything, all your possessions, and all that you are belongs to me. The dawning of each new day is a gift from me, not to be taken for granted. The earth is vibrantly alive with my blessings, giving vivid testimony to my presence. If you slow down your pace of life, you can find me anywhere. Some of my most precious children have been laid aside in sick beds or shut away in prisons. Others have voluntarily learned the discipline of spending time alone with me. The secret of being thankful is learning to see everything from my perspective. My world is your classroom. My word is a lamp to your feet and a light for your path. Amen. Some more good news on top of that is, as we begin our reading of Mark for the month of May, our daily reading, we're going to be using that devotional by Sarah Young, Jesus Calling, to get us started every day and set our mind right to hear the word of Jesus. So you'll be hearing that again starting this Friday, which brings us to announcements. Just want to remind everybody that this Friday we are starting a walk through the Gospel of Mark in May. It's Mark in May. And every day I'll be sending out a daily reading from the Gospel of Mark, starting with chapter 1, verse 1. And over the course of the month of May, the plan is that we will complete the 16 chapters of Mark, and we'll be able to say we have read a full gospel this month. and walked with Jesus every step of the way. So that begins this Friday. On Wednesday, we'll be doing a Zoom meeting to discuss and go over what we've read that week, and everyone's invited to participate in that. We'll be sending the link out to everyone who's on the link for the daily readings. And by the way, if you are not getting our recordings, did not get our Lenten recordings, or know someone who might be interested, have them send me their email address and say, put me on the list, Pastor Bob, and we'll get them on the list for the Mark in May. Also, another announcement, this Sunday we'll be continuing our Facebook Live worship services from Vine Street Christian Church, and just want to put on your heart the person to thank, the people to thank behind all of this that you never hear from or see. It's a holy trinity, right, of behind-the-scenes angels for us. Dan Abercrombie is the dedicated soul who operates the camera every Sunday and gets it prepared to be put on the Facebook and to be sent to you on a link. Carol Huffman and Heather Wenke are behind the scenes working out every week the best way we're going to make that happen and how to get something legible that Pastor Bob can understand to be able to email out, which is not easy, as you can imagine. So again, this Sunday, 10 o'clock, Sunday morning, it's another worship service, our Sabbath service from Vine Street Christian Church. And now I'm going to finish with another reading, and then we'll hear one good song. Amen. This reading comes from a really interesting book called The Book of Awakening. The subtitle is Having the Life You Want by Being Present to the Life You Have. It's by Mark Nepo, and it's become a classic in the kind of spiritual reading category. And it begins with usually a little prayer or opening line or poem, and then Mark's words of inspiration. So today we're going to hear a devotional called Within Young Leaves. Within Young Leaves. I'm sorry. Scratch that. Hey, we can make mistakes live, right? We're going to be hearing a devotion called One Constant Arrival. One Constant Arrival. And he begins this devotion with a poem by the Japanese writer and poet named Basho. If you're familiar with Japanese poetry or literature, you may know that Basho is known as the premier master, ancient master of haiku poetry. This is not quite haiku, but it's a very nice poem. Here's what Basho has to say. Whether drifting through life on a boat, or climbing toward old age leading a horse, each day is a journey, and the journey itself is home. And now, Mark Nepo's devotion. 12 years ago, as my journey through cancer was beginning, my grandmother was dying. I didn't know I had cancer, but I believe she knew she was dying. I could tell because when I'd visit her in Kingsbrook Medical Center in Brooklyn, she would sit on the edge of her bed and peer off into some distance she alone could see. She was 94, and I had the feeling that she was imagining the other shore the way she did when she was 10, crossing the Atlantic on a crowded steamship that was trudging through the huge waves. Life for her was one endless immigration, one constant arrival in a new land. Perhaps this is why I am a poet, he says, because immigration is in my blood. Perhaps this is why I understand the world of experience, he says, as one vast ocean we never stop crossing, even at death. I'm asking you to imagine the life of your spirit on earth as such an immigration, as one constant arrival in a new land. Given this, we must accept that no matter the shore before us, the swell and the toss of the sea never ends. When brought to the crest of a swell, we can see as far as eternity, and the soul has its perspective. But when in the belly of those waves, we are, each of us, for the moment, lost. The life of the soul on earth has us bobbing on a raft of flesh in and out of view of eternity. And the work of the inner pilgrim is to keep eternity in our heart and mind's eye when dropped in the belly of our days. And amen. I hope you found those words inspiring. Again, a reminder about starting Mark in May this Friday. I'll just read you the very opening of the Gospel of Mark. You know, we talk about the Bible having its opening in Genesis 1, where it says, in the beginning, and the Gospel of John having its New Testament opening with its words, in the beginning was the Word. Did you know the Gospel of Mark also has a beginning? It's the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And here's chapter 1, verse 1, just to get you teased for this Friday. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You see, this is another great beginning for God and what God is doing in the world. And we should never forget that when God came as Jesus Christ, he was doing something very different and creating a new beginning. A new beginning, a new standard to lead us forward into a life of faith. All right. And now, do you remember quite a few weeks ago in the sanctuary of Vine Street Christian Church, we were fooling around with the technology a little bit, trying to get it all set up, and went ahead and started the service. And Dan and Sean, I think, were back there trying to piece things together. And when it came time to sing our opening hymn, I looked back and Dan gave me the thumbs up, and he wasn't sure what it was, but we were going to go with it, and we did, and it wasn't what we thought it was going to be, but it was a great song by Patsy Cline and Willie Nelson called Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and even though we had no lyrics, no words, we all sang together. First time I'd ever sung with Willie Nelson, not to mention Patsy Cline. So here it is for your listening enjoyment, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
To thy kingdom sure. just a closer walk with thee.
Wow. All right. Tell the truth now. How many of you out there were singing that background music along with the background singers? Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk. Amen. That's the spirit. All right. Look forward to speaking with you again on Friday, or at least talking to you and for your listening enjoyment. We're going to start the Gospel of Mark. I suggest as we begin this, you get a Bible and keep it in front of you and follow along no matter what translation. I'll be probably rotating through some different translations, but it'll be a good chance for you to just take a breath, let it go, and hear the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you.